Number four, eliminate self-talk, eliminate negative self-talk. When I thought about positioning this with you, there's a couple of things, a couple of ways I could do this. I have experienced in all of my coaching and mentoring and in my consulting work, I have had the opportunity to be privy to some of the conversations that senior executives have, and they have shared with me what they have said. And we are constantly having conversations with ourselves. We're constantly having conversations. When we walk into a room, I have literally had CEOs say to me, you know what, when I walk into a room, the first thing I think of is I see all these healthy people, and I think that I'm fat. There are some people who walk into the room and they see people and they see and they know that they all have PhDs and they say, I think that they're so much smarter than I am. So we are having conversations with ourselves, and oftentimes that is a negative conversation. So I want to position with you that there are several things that you can do, and you'll look at number four, which is eliminating self-talk. And here's one of the strategies around how do you do that. Number one, focus on your greatest successes, and specifically remember what people have said to you about you and about your performance. Specifically remember those, and actually create the longest list possible of affirming feedback that you've received, and to literally create the file and go back and review it once a day for 30 days. That we have to correct the way that we think, and that successful people think differently than unsuccessful people. And I don't want to be pejorative, or I don't want to say that successful better. I'm just saying that there is a different thought process. And what successful people think about are the things that are possible, the things that are working. And while they don't minimize the others, they don't dwell on them. Number two, inventory your self-talk. Notice what kind of conversations you're having with yourself. Are your conversations positive and affirming, or are they the opposite? So I'm going to suggest that one of the best strategies is to learn to catch yourself when you're having negative conversations, and to go back to the previous item, number one, and to focus on your list of things that you do really well. Catch yourself when you have the negative self-talk and say, wait a minute, that's a pattern, stop, I'm going to do something else. Third strategy is meditation and prayer time. I think that this is one of the things that I have learned over the last year, because I've actually allocated time every morning, 30 minutes, to spend in meditation and prayer. And that I've noticed that when I spend time here, that the quality of the rest of my day goes up substantially. And also the quality of the conversation that I have with myself and with other people goes up appreciably also. I think so. Even if you're not doing it currently, if you can spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes in meditation, prayer, or reading inspirational works, it can be transformative. And this one thing I do suggest is, please do not, first thing out of the chute, do not pick up your smartphone and start, you know, checking email. I did say to somebody the other day, if you are on Twitter, is the very first tweet that you send every day a positive one to yourself, or do you just automatically get back on the hamster wheel of doing, doing, doing? Something to consider about. The fourth strategy, get an accountability partner. I am convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt we cannot do this on our own. We need to have a conversation with someone that we trust and that we respect and who's willing to listen to our fears, listen to what we're doing, and give us some candid feedback. Get an honest accountability partner, and that will help you grow and prosper. The fifth strategy is affirmations and visualization. So how do we feed our brains? How do we feed our creativity? Develop a list of the qualities or traits that you want to exemplify, and visualize accomplishing them every morning before and getting out of bed, and every evening before turning the lights out. Absolutely powerful, because what pictures we see in our mind's eye creates a feeling for us. So the question I ask, what fuel are you putting in your brain? Strategy number six, have an internal contrarian. I love this one, which is that whenever you start to go into negativity, stop and ask yourself for three alternative conclusions to whatever is happening. So you can say, okay, that's what's happening over here, but I'm going to stop for a second. What's an alternative view? What's number two? What's an alternative view number three? Find one that is the most plausible to you and say, yeah, that really makes sense. And the moment you do that, what will happen is that the negative view starts to take on less power over you. So have an internal contrarian. Strategy number 7, set a higher standard for how you talk with yourself. So would you talk to yourself in the same way that a dear friend would talk to you? Most people would say yes, but what I've found is that we oftentimes talk to ourselves in more pejorative, punishing ways than a dear friend would. So have the same standard for your own internal self-talk as you do for friends and what you would accept for your friends. So have the exact same standard. Strategy number 8 is to practice what I call assertive optimism, to recognize that every situation that you're experiencing has an alternative viewpoint, and you sometimes just don't know what the alternative view is. So if you can recognize that in the moment when I don't have all of the information, how about if I just assume positively? If you assume positively, then you will have a different outcome, and it will allow you to think bigger. Strategy number 9, choose your words carefully. Emily Dickinson said this, a word is dead when it is said, some say. I say it just begins to live that day. And what she was saying is, remember that the words that you choose and to describe yourself internally are planted in the fertile soil of your imagination, and they take root and they start to grow. So ladies and gentlemen, the words that you use to describe your behavior, the words that you use to describe spouses, partners, whatever, is very important. So pay very close attention to the words that you use. And I would suggest that rather than saying, oh man, I'm so stupid for doing that, that one of the things you would say is, wait a minute, I'm tired and I just simply can't concentrate right now. I will do that so much better when I'm well rested. 10th strategy here. Don't dwell on negative self-talk. If we attract what we focus on what you do want as opposed to what you don't want. Now, I know that this may sound like, you know, some new age woo-woo kind of thing, but I will suggest to you that even in my own experience is that for a period of time, I actually used to focus on all the things that I was afraid for. And that was not a successful strategy for me because I actually started to attract more and more of the same thing. So I will suggest strongly what you focus on, you're going to attract. And that goes back to, do we spend time first thing in the morning in meditation or prayer to get really connected with who we are spiritually so that that comes with us throughout the rest of the day? It's very important.